Education is always an important topic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, examines the life cycle of academics.
We are privileged to be professors. We set our agendas, and all we need to do is to achieve our goals. Most colleagues and students come from middle and upper class backgrounds. But others are from the end of the subway line Brooklyn, and were working class, brought up in an old-fashioned household. If our job is teaching, we have to figure out what we want our students to know years hence. If our job includes curiosity-driven research and thinking, perhaps seeking analogies between different fields, we should be asking, what is really going on in this work of scholarship? We try to discern the secret handshakes that make legitimate the mathematics or the literary or historical analysis. We think for a living. If we are parents, we become even more focused and more productive, too. The psychologist D.W. Winnicott talks about the infants developing a capacity to be alone, our usual mode. Nonetheless, we seek resonances and sympathies, and once in a while there's some colleague far away who gets it. We find each other. In the seminar room, we are always trying to figure out what is really going on. Every decade or two, we might consider changing directions. So, as a professor of city planning, I have emerged from my office and desk and book writing to make photographs of Los Angeles and New York City and recordings of their ambient sounds to see and hear what is really going on. We have the freedom to explore our bucket lists, especially in a decade before we formally retire.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.